Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. If you want to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both movie chronicles and movie reviews. Now, on with the show. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Movie Chronicles with Powell Bros. We're here. I'm one of your hosts, Trent Powell, joined by my other host, Tobias Powell. How are you doing, brother?
Doing good. Yep. I'm back.
Yeah.
Doing better.
We're so back.
Yeah. Back in full swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready for this episode.
Absolutely. We have a lot to talk about. Lots of news. Yeah. And so, Tobias, I just want to jump right into it, and I have a question for you. Tobias, would you consider yourself to be an American?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Do you like the comic book character that goes by the name of Captain America?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think Captain America represents as a superhero character? What does he mean to you?
I think he represents America and the freedom of America.
Racist! Bigot!
And...
How dare you?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was probably a little loud. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Why do I bring that up?
Well, Anthony Mackie is a delusional Democrat and he hates America probably because he's black.
Yep.
Yeah, he's crazy. He just is a delusional Democrat and just, I guess, wants to go with the flow of, you know, hating America.
I guess.
That's
but
the direction
that's funny
he wants
is,
to be.
At this point, it's against the grain to be that way. You know, and I think we're going to see a lot of, like, remnants of people trying to hold on to these... The old ways of 2020 to 2024.
I don't think that is
the age of America.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's plenty of people that still hate America. I don't think that's quite. I don't.
Oh,
think
100%.
The,
no. They.
I don't think it's a.
They all
the
do
to hate America.
Well, I yeah. I mean, the culture is shifting. I mean, there's a reason why the majority of Americans voted for Trump. That's what I mean. Like there is a cultural shift. And we're seeing that in Hollywood. We're seeing that in American culture. And not saying there's not going to be that, you know, probably still the majority going forward of leftists and those that are going to push their agendas in Hollywood and films and TV shows. Mm-hmm. And we have a few other things that we'll talk about along those lines. But
I don't know if you saw, anyways, but he actually did. Go back on his statement.
Sort of.
he released a thing saying, "No, I'm very American. I support America." And...
No, you know, he says, "I support the troops."
Oh yeah, I support the
troops. That's what they always do. That's what they always do. They always go back to the troops. It had nothing to do with the troops. Okay, I mean, I understand Captain America is a World War II soldier.
No, a lot of people were hating on him for hating on America because America has the freedom of the troops. So there was actually
I didn't see that, but okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Do you remember back, he was on like a talk show, I don't know, it wasn't The View, but it was like The View where you just have a bunch of ladies talking about their problems, and they had Anthony Mackie on, and he said some like super base things. A lot of it was on the lines of, you know, saying that it's good for men and women have to just traditional roles. Like it's okay, it's good for a man to, because he's physically strong, to protect his woman. It's good for a woman to expect a man to open the door for her when he goes on a date, or to pay the bill. And then on the other side, it's good for a man to expect a woman to make him dinner, make him a sandwich. He literally said that. He said, like, you know,
oh yeah, yeah,
make your man a sandwich. You know, and he said that, yeah, like in front of all these like liberal women, and kind of, yeah, they all lost their mind. But I mean, that's the only example. I feel like he was like one of the guys that was pretty based. And so I don't know if you know the context around the talk he did. It was in Italy, and he was you know, doing like a press tour or something, mm-hmm, for the movie.
Right.
And you can tell that once he said that, he regretted it, because he just kind of started spewing out random stuff. It was just like words. He was just word salading, and mm-hmm, and you can tell he was like, "Oh no, I screwed up." And then he definitely got a phone call afterwards and say, "Hey, you need to resend that.
Yeah,
you need to release a statement or something." Because Disney, they cannot stop they can't stop the controversy with Rachel Zegler and Mark, yeah, Hamill, and Mark Ruffalo. It was an annoying one.
Yeah,
just but usually, like Rachel Zegler, she doesn't apologize for what she says. She's, yeah, you know, she completely bastardizes and bashes on the the source material of the movie she's doing, yeah, starring in, and then doesn't face any repercussions for it.
Yeah.
Because she's a minority, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But yes, Captain America does in fact represent the American way, the American spirit. Mm-hmm. It was literally the point of Captain America, the creation of the character, was a World War II hero representing the heroism of the soldiers who went and fought and died for our country in World, mm-hmm, War II. Everything about his character is American.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that, or to even consider any other option, I mean, I don't know. It's like you don't go to Pizza Hut and say, you know, I'll just take the Hut.
Yeah.
Hold the pizza. So, no. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
We're going through older news, so let's keep them entertained. Okay.
Yeah.
We're catching up here.
Right.
I guess so. What'd you think of the Superman trailer?
I don't know. I'm just really confused as to, like,
looking at it right now, what James Gunn is doing. He looks so dumb.
A lazy eye.
Like, what is that lazy eye? It's like a completely obviously CGI'd eye. Like, that one eye is just so obviously CGI'd. Well,
did you see James Gunn's response to it?
Uh-uh.
He said, besides the fact that he's flying, nothing in that shot is CGI. Like, the background's legit, that, you know, how he's, you know, the suit's legit, his face is not CGI'd, which leads me to think, like, well, for one, he's either lying because he's been caught lying multiple times, or it's just a weird shot that's unfinished, and for some reason they decided to put it in the trailer. I don't know what they're doing.
I am looking at it. That guy's eye is so messed up.
He has a lazy eye. I don't know.
It's I just can't.
I don't know, man. Of course, people are comparing it to Man of Steel and Henry Cavill's Superman.
Oh yeah. It's,
I don't know. I don't know what James Gunn's thinking. Like, if he wants people to get excited about this, he's not doing that good of a job.
No, not at all. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that the movie's going to be terrible. Like, it might be great. But, well, there are some things we can say that his Superman is inferior to previous Supermans, as far as the look and the style and so forth.
maybe his character is really good. Maybe he's well written. I don't know. Talk about, you know, another character that's represents America. Superman's mm-hmm. always represented the American way and American spirit. So it's like, is he going to capture that in this film? I don't know. I don't think James Gunn's like a big patriot, but
right.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Yeah.
It's odd. And then we got, shot of Lex Luthor as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think Nicholas Holt looks great, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that he looked that good.
Oh, you just want Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Wait, do you actually like him as Lex Luthor?
No, not really.
Okay, good.
Which movie was it? It was Superman Returns.
Yeah,
Lex Luthor. I liked that Lex Luthor. Who played
that? That was Kevin Spacey.
That was Kevin Spacey. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I think he did amazing, Lex Luthor.
He was a good one. Yes.
But.
And the
one with all these, they're going with all these younger guys. They're going with all these younger guys for Lex Luthor. I don't get it.
Like Eisenberg and, well, I mean, who knows what Zack Snyder was thinking? Dude was, who knows what goes on in that guy's mind. I don't know. Because like the one, like Superman and Lois, the TV show, that Lex Luthor I think is older. The one in Smallville, that was a while ago, but the one in Smallville was, like, just even though it was a young Superman, he was still kind of like a somewhat middle-aged Lex Luthor. And then Superman the movie, going way back, like, I thought that he was pretty decent Lex Luthor. I can't remember, I don't know what his name was, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that he'll be bad or anything, but. He also doesn't. I just don't know that he looks the part, but we'll see.
Really? Okay.
Anything else on that?
Still hopeful about it. I don't understand why James Gunn's doing what he's doing.
Right.
The movie might be great, but the marketing for it so far has been terrible. However, he gets people talking about it. So maybe that's his plan, because everyone talks about it whenever he releases anything, whether they hate it or love it. This time everyone hated it. Like no one liked that shot. Yeah. And the trailer was a mixed bag. I think probably the majority of people liked it. And then there were some that absolutely hate it, that probably do hate it. And then there's the Zack Snyder fans like yourself who are probably never going to get over the fact that Henry Cavill's no longer Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing Henry Cavill dirty for sure.
I'm not going to argue with that, that's for sure. Do you hear the rumors that he's coming back to play the Wolverine?
I hadn't heard that. That'd be cool, though.
Or something like that. I think that's what I heard. He was good. The Calverine.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, on to the next big thing.
All right, what you got?
What do you think of the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man?
So, I think I should be like, I should be given the job title of the guy who watches stupid things and then makes fun of it.
Because I did watch it. What? How much did they release?
Two episodes. So, so there, I think it's like 8 episodes and they're release. Oh no, I think there's 10 episodes and they're releasing it in 4 weeks.
Mm.
So it's basically like two and four. I don't know. That was terrible math. That was good. I don't know what they're doing. They released the first 2 episodes. They were absolute garbage. I watched both of them. I kind of had them on in the background, but I did watch them both.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of Spider-Man growing up, if you like the comics, if you like the animated TV shows, plural, this is not for you. It is an alternate universe where Peter Parker is the only white guy, the only white kid. Not even joking. There's a few other white people in there, but they're criminals usually, and Spider-Man gets lectured almost every scene by someone else telling him how terrible he is and how much of a screw-up he is, and you know, he needs to get his life together and he needs to get his act together. He's just always being told there's no hero's journey. There's nothing really for him to overcome. And the worst part of it, all of it, is Uncle Ben dies before he becomes Spider-Man, which completely misses the mark and the point of him becoming Spider-Man. He doesn't have that tragedy to work through as he learns how to take responsibility for the powers that he's been given. He doesn't learn how to become the hero that he's meant to become without Ben Parker. I would argue Tom Holland has that problem too. They did it with Aunt May. It kind of worked in No Way Home, but it was still, they still should have gone that way. I think they still should have done Uncle Ben, which they also might have. They just never really mentioned him much at all, or even Spider-Man's or origin. But anyways, it's garbage.
Yeah,
it's absolute trash.
I saw Dr. Connors in that.
Yeah, the lizard, right? Yeah, he's a black woman.
Yeah, he's a black woman.
Does that make sense? Like, what in the world?
I was like, what is that? Oh my gosh.
Why? And of course, Norman Osborn and Harry Osborn, they're black. Well,
both black.
Well, no, Harry Osborn's also, like I said, a sassy black woman.
Yeah, that's right.
But not really, I guess. It's Harriet Osborn. No. Peter's unlikable.
Yeah.
His best friend is he befriends this girl named Nico, like my son's name, Nico. Mm-hmm. Her name's like Nico Montoya or something. I don't know. But he befriends her. Turns out she's a lesbian who has the crush on the same girl that he has a crush on. And the girl that like is the love interest to Peter Parker she's like a foot taller than him. She's kind of like not butch, but like bolt, like she's like big, like right. But not like not fat. She's like like she towers over him. Mm-hmm. And yet he's like in love with her, and they don't even make her like pretty or anything. And he like towers over him, or she towers over him, but he's like in love with her, and there's no chemistry there. And I don't know. I don't remember what else. It was just bad.
Yeah, and like we had said, like we're getting the tail end of a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
Like this has been in production for years, and like we heard about it years ago, and it was back then it was supposed to be an origin story for Tom Holland's Spider-Man. But then they backtrack to like, no, we need everybody to be black, so let's make it its own thing so that everybody can be black. And that's what they go with. And obviously a lot has changed since then, and they're like, well, crap, I guess we have to release this and hear about how awful they could make it go away. Yeah, just like everything else they're releasing in the next year.
All right. But what is the one thing that may have gotten away scot-free, that may have been free of this? And that's Daredevil.
Yeah, that's
possibly
true.
Possibly. Meaning they had enough time to course correct.
Right.
We can only hope.
With their reshoots, like the timing's maybe. Yeah.
I think...
I've heard
She-Hulk. Well, Good.
I was going to change. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you heard this. The writer, one of the writers for Daredevil: Born Again, said that that they are basically, when they wrote the character and when they made the show, they pretended like She-Hulk didn't happen. So everything with Daredevil and She-Hulk didn't happen. They disregarded it.
Nice.
Also, I heard that they pushed the limits on this show for, as far as like blood, gore, the brutality of it, mm-hmm. like the fight scenes are like even like pushing it farther than the Daredevil Netflix show. Apparently.
That's pretty hard.
So
I mean, we saw Kingpin crushing a guy's head. Like, actually saw it. I mean, it was a car door, so it's pretty brutal.
It was. So I don't know. Like, we will see what that means.
Yeah.
But like I said, so I think they saw, like, She-Hulk, Falcon, Captain America, Winter Soldier, BLM, whatever that show was called. I think when those shows were coming out and how they were being received, plus the movies, what they have, Quantumania, which there wasn't anything like woke about it, I don't think, but it not just really. Wasn't received well. No, I think they started realizing Marvel was done. Eternals did terrible.
Yeah.
I think that they might. And that's hard to say. I don't know. Did they start catching on then that like something needs to change? Well, no, because they still pushed a bunch of stuff out and still greenlit a lot of shows.
I think it.
But
anything in the last like maybe 3 months, like
that's probably why
it's like with Daredevil, it's like it's a toss up. Like, is it gonna be? Uh-huh. Are we gonna be lucky and they just actually made something good?
Right.
But I've also heard that like some of the early screenings of Fantastic Four have been received well.
Oh yeah.
Not that that's. I mean, I feel like they kind of say that with everything though. So probably not.
Well, much weight to those was it? Statements. Was that internal, like Marvel screening it or?
Actual test audiences.
Because like they did a test screening like internally within Marvel for Captain America then New World Order, and that's when they decide, oh wow, this sucks. Like they like internally were saying, this is awful. We need to start over. We need to reshoot this. And so they did reshot it. So I don't know, Fantastic Four. It's like, okay, they actually test screening in front of an audience. Okay, that's good. That's promising.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Right. I mean, it literally doesn't really mean much if people say that if it's well received.
Right.
But
yeah.
No, though if it was not well received, then okay, there's some concerns there. But.
Yeah, for sure. It's, I feel like it's just a toss-up with that one as well, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. We'll definitely be getting a trailer for the Super Bowl, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guess speaking of which, since this is our last episode before the Super Bowl, what trailers do you think are going to drop?
We have one more week.
Well, it's not that it's... Well, we'll drop this episode on Monday and then Super Bowl's on Sunday.
Yeah,
and then,
right. Yeah, we'll record before. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
What was your question?
What trailers do you think are going to drop in the Super Bowl?
Hmm.
Anything? Any surprises, I guess?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of the big things like we've gotten trailers for, besides Fantastic Four... Unless I'm just completely forgetting stuff. I don't know. What kind of stuff do you think?
I don't know. I literally just thought of this, and I'm realizing that we have a lot of other things to talk about, and I'm just derailing us. But we'll probably get another Superman trailer. We'll definitely get Fantastic Four. Right. We'll probably get another Daredevil trailer. And because Daredevil will be about a month away by then. I don't know what, I mean, I guess what else is coming out? There's not much.
Right.
I bet you get Tron Ares trailer, probably. Maybe. Is that this summer? Or I think that's later in the year. Maybe not. I don't know.
I wonder if we'd get like the first like 5 minutes of Brave New World. Or just like the fight scene, just to get people to want to watch the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll definitely get a trailer or something for that.
I think it'll be like a sneak peek to watch a sneak peek into the movie. And it's just
going
to be
the
best scene that they have available.
Yeah. No, how much you want to bet that they drop something about Captain America, Brave New World, during the Super Bowl, and it's like all patriotic and all like about America and like pro America.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. I'm looking through just some of the movies coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You heard about that movie called Sinners? With Michael B. Jordan playing twins. He plays two people. It's like a horror movie about vampires.
Michael B. Jordan, no.
It looks good. I think I know where they're going with it, and I'm going to wait until I see it, because I am going to see it. I don't like the direction they go, but we'll just wait and see. We'll just let that settle for now, but... I'm really curious, just as thinking about horror and thinking about like what direction they could take the premise. So anyways, you should watch the trailer. It looks interesting. I think there was a new trailer that was dropped, and I saw a poster for it and everything.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, and then speaking of Michael B. Jordan connected to Will Smith, cause in my brain, I Am Legend 2. Right. Will Smith, did you see that the whole Matrix thing was just, he was just releasing a song with another rapper or something, or like a music video. And in the music video, he plays Neo and does like Neo's iconic slow-mo scene. That's all it was.
Wow.
It's just a new song.
That's hilarious. Anyways, I didn't even know he was still making music or that anybody cared.
I don't think
about
he does
music.
Much, so that's why it was like a kind of big deal for him.
Yeah, I guess.
Dropping a new single.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did you got for us?
Well, ring the... The kind of the ratings for Rings of Power came out, and it turns out that no one liked it. It sucked.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Surprise. No, but the minutes watched dropped down 60% from the first season, for season two. So the amount of minutes watched, because that's how, so I don't know if you know this, this is how they kind of rate show streaming shows now, because they're trying to figure out like what's the best way, like is it households, is it, you know, the amount of times it's on someone's screen, but if that's the case, then like someone could just, you know, pull up a movie, watch 5 minutes and turn it off, and it's like, okay, was that count as a view? Well, no, what they're doing is it's review minutes, so the amount of minutes that this show is watched is how they're judging the popularity of the TV shows.
Right.
Speaking of which, streaming services are just failing. Disney Plus is losing money left and right. You can tell that last year they released eight shows compared to like Netflix, which released like 30 shows. They don't know what they're doing, and it's just
feeling. Well, yeah, they're trying to combine Hulu and Disney Plus together. Like more and more Hulu is going on because not everything from Hulu is on Disney Plus, but they're putting more and more and more on because they're like, we cannot handle having two streaming services.
Right. Well, you can you get a package deal of do like Max? I think.
Oh yeah,
they can partner with Max, Disney Plus, Hulu.
Oh, it's there's lots of different combinations you can get. I know you can get Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN, and it's probably Max or one other one.
If only there was an alternative to that, where you can have all your shows that you want to watch in one package. It's called cable.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Anyway, as I was saying, how they're reviewing shows and rating shows on streaming is by minutes. So the minutes watched of, first off, if you remember back to season one of Rings of Power, the drop off rate from like those that started the show and didn't finish it was pretty massive. So a bunch of people started it and no one finished the show by the end. Season two, I don't know what it is as far as that. I'm assuming it's similar, but as far as like from the show altogether, the amount of minutes that it was viewed and watched is 60% less than season one.
That's crazy.
And they already had low reviews. They already had a big drop off.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish it. Like I watched it. I didn't finish the last two episodes because I just didn't care anymore. It was hot garbage. It was painful to watch every week. It was bastardizing the lore in so many ways. And I just finished reading The Silmarillion, and it just made me hate Rings of Power that much more because, like, man, first off, this is so good. Tolkien was either a complete lunatic or just a mad genius because his legendarium is incredible. Just the amount of intrinsic entwined stories all throughout and the multiple characters and family lines and everything. It's just, and the language, I'm not going to do it. Silmarillion is an incredible book, incredible story, but like even reading through towards the end of the Silmarillion where you have the Second Age, it's like, okay, they got a lot of things right in Rings of Power, but they convoluted it so much to where it's like this drawn out story in Tolkien was condensed into like a short period of time and everything was just all over the place and the creation of the rings was out of order and I don't even want to get into it. It's just awful. They messed up. I would say even the Tolkien estate messed up because a lot of the blame is to be put upon the Tolkien estate. I think Tolkien's grandson, what's his name? Starts with an S, I think. It's like Sam Tolkien. No, not Sam. Sean. I don't know. He's a lot of the problem because he's lended out his grandfather's work to Amazon and then we have Warner Bros. I don't know what happened with War of the Rohirrim. They've treated the lore with so much disrespect and completely ruined something that was incredible.
I'll forever be upset about War of the Rohirrim. I was so excited for animated Lord of the Rings movie. So excited.
Well, yeah, I was literally just thinking a year ago we were talking about War of the Rohirrim because we started hearing it. We got images for it. It's like really excited about it. It's like, like this is going to be awesome. Like an animated Lord of the Rings called War of the Rohirrim set during the time of the Rohirrim and the height of Rohan. It's like, yes. I'm ready for that. And of course, now in hindsight, now we know where that went.
Yep. Yeah, it sucks.
It sure does. It sucks being a fan of these properties and these things that people ruin.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on Star Wars.
Do you have a lot more? What else do you got?
Did you hear Shia LaBeouf might be coming back with Mark Wahlberg to do an one final Transformers movie with Michael Bay directing it.
That would be
awesome. And Megan Fox.
That would be so cool.
I'd actually be okay with that. I there's a lot of conditions I would have upon it. I think it would have to be like a post-apocalyptic movie where it's just there's very few humans left, and it's just Earth has become like Cybertron or something, and you have Sam, you have Mark Wahlberg's character, and they of course assist and help with the Transformers, but the story's primarily focused on the Transformers with Sam involved, of course, and stuff. Like, sure, like it'd be fun, of course.
Yeah,
you know, you and I grew up with Transformers movies. You have,
yeah,
you know, there's nostalgia towards them. I like, we both have that, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if that'll happen. That's just, I heard rumors. We'll see.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Yeah. At this point, I'm just really down for anything.
Yeah,
just give us something. And then one last thing. I'm sure you heard Netflix is not only are they adapting things like the Chronicles of Narnia, they are taking another beloved story, beloved, I'm not going to call it a franchise, but they are making an adaptation of Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tobias, do you think that they are going to stick to the traditional norms that are set up and established in the story? What's her name? The author, I think she's the actress, right? One of the actresses from the original show.
Is the author?
Lauren. Is her name? Okay, the author. Okay, yeah.
What?
Laura Ingalls.
I was whatever asking her name is. You. Okay.
Oh. I don't know.
I thought you were saying that the author was also the actress.
I can't remember. No, I don't think that's the case. Oh. I don't know. No, that was the case. Because this I think the story's way older than the show.
I think so.
Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. Tobias, do you think they're going to stick to traditional norms and stick to the source material? Or is it going to be a reimagination?
Probably not sticking to the norms. I'm guessing there will be black people. I'm guessing
black people.
The women will not be having head coverings. I'm guessing women are going to be in charge.
Workers at home.
Telling the man what to do. And they're going to be teaching him lessons rather than him teaching them lessons. And, yeah, they're not going to be workers at home. He will probably be a worker at home.
Probably.
And they'll probably all be black.
Little House in the Ghetto.
Yeah.
Little House in the Hood. I honestly can't wait for this. It's going to be so ridiculous. It's either going to be like over the top, like traditional story, like actual like traditional roles, but it's like eerie, like I don't know, like
yeah,
I'm trying. It's either they're gonna like try too hard and it's just gonna be terrible, or they're going to do like a reimagination with modern standards and so forth. It's like, who knows?
Yeah,
I don't get it. Like, why? Just stop. Make your own content. Like Netflix, I feel like every day there's a new Netflix show announced. Like, what in the world? I mean,
yeah,
they're the streaming service that's making all the money. Like, I get it. Like, I think they
have a popular show come out like at least once a year.
Oh, totally. Yeah, they do.
I mean,
they have a lot of shows coming out, so there's a lot that are not popular. There's a lot that aren't that great, but they do have a show that, which is all they really need, is that one, like one show that people talk about and it's, you know, make a big deal about online.
Right.
You have Stranger Things season 5 coming out this year.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
There was like a teaser poster for, I think it was like a 11 on like a wanted poster or like missing, like a missing poster or something.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what happened in season four. Remember Vecna.
Yeah.
And Max. Max died.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see.
Will was gay. He's crying out a window.
Yes, he was.
At least they're doing a time jump and they all have normal hair now.
They're all normal age.
Yeah.
Or they're more true to their age. I don't know.
Yeah. I think so.
They're going to be like 30 by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
You know, each episode is supposed to be like an hour and a half to 2 hours long.
Wow.
Like literally a movie.
Nice.
Every episode.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I...
Yeah, they had the pizza guy and
Stoner.
They're even selling his pizzas, frozen pizzas at Walmart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember that.
they filmed like half of the show in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Of that season.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the whole was it four with Hopper's whole story with Russia?
I think that was like
the only thing I didn't like.
I liked how they concluded that story with him like grabbing the sword and cutting and like attacking the Demogorgon
slow
mo scene. That was like one of the coolest scenes ever.
Yeah.
Like him sacrificing himself and stuff. I don't know. That's all I remember. Yeah. I think that was season three. Well, was it four?
I think it was season four where they had thing with Russia and him.
You're probably right.
That's all he did in that whole season, which is, I didn't like that at all, that he was so separated from the story. And it's like a whole extra story going on. It was just every time it cut to him, it just kind of took you out of what was going on.
Right.
But he'll be back. He'll be back in his normal place. It'll be good.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
All right. You have anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. I had one thing. It's not even movie related, but it's Star Wars related.
Oh.
So the
Star Wars is a movie?
The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
They're turning it into offices for Walt Disney Imagineering. It's going to be an office space. That's what all the money they spent on building that place. And it's just going to be a bunch of offices.
Offices.
Are you kidding me? What a waste.
Dude, Kathleen Kennedy should be fired just for that.
Yeah.
Well, she should be fired for Galaxy's Edge.
Well, why don't they just instead keep it as a hotel, but make it reasonably priced and make it like a more normal hotel, so it's not this giant experience. Like the idea was cool, like the big old experience, but then you're like charging people like $10,000. Like, calm down. No, you cannot charge people thousands of dollars to stay at a hotel, especially when your market for people that go there are not extremely rich.
Well, and especially when you're making it a Star Wars themed, but it's set in an era of Star Wars that no one likes.
That too.
No one enjoys. It's just
absolutely
no one wants to go spend thousands of dollars to watch Rey fight Kylo Ren.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I don't know, man. Yeah. The Galaxy's Edge. Sorry, go ahead.
The idea of the hotel is cool. Like where you have a whole immersive experience for a couple days of just only seeing Star Wars. Like that's cool. Yeah. But like you said,
you're going to a planet.
It's the wrong era. It's extremely expensive. They should at least just keep it as a hotel. Just keep it as a normal hotel.
Yeah. And even the hotel aspect of it didn't feel Star Wars-y. Like it almost felt like Star Trek or something. It was like it was like a sci-fi experience, but it wasn't Star Wars.
Right.
And dude, like I said, Galaxy's Edge, I think is just one of the biggest L's that Disney has, like, which they have a lot of L's when it comes to Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the worst, I think, that as far as the choices they made, you know, the original idea was for it to be set, like, during, like, I think they were going to have, like, each era of Star Wars in, like, different parts of the park or something. Like, so
it was supposed to be the Mos Eisley spaceport.
Oh, like, right. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it was to be. And then Kathleen
Which
Kennedy
makes sense.
Opened her stupid mouth and said, "No, let's do the Rey era."
You know these movies just made $3 billion on.
Yeah,
let's make a stream.
Everybody loved them.
Yeah,
and so then they did that, and they went back on one of the greatest ideas ever.
That's true. Yeah,
which was to give fans the experience to live in the time of
Star Wars,
the original trilogy of Star Wars. He went with what they did.
And like, cause they've trapped themselves in this era of Star Wars that that at this point is irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no one cares about. There's so many books and stuff that come out about this that nobody cares about or buys. Like everything is about this era. And it's like,
yeah,
you guys are choosing the wrong era of Star Wars. This is not the era that people love.
Yeah, right. That's why, like Universal's Epic Universe is going to wreak havoc on Disney.
Oh yeah. Disneyland. Oh, I saw a trailer for that on. I think I was watching Peacock.
Cool. It's on Peacock often. Yeah.
So cool.
The trailer. It's like. The size, well, so because it's in Orlando, so it's the size of the two parks they already have combined. So it's doubling the size of Universal for this for this park.
Yeah,
you got Harry Potter, you got Super Mario World, you got the MonsterVerse, like Dracula and Frankenstein and Wolfman and stuff. Dude, it just looks awesome. Are immersing, you know, giving opportunity to be immersed in these worlds and in these different these different worlds, and that's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to go to the theme park to be immersed in another world. It takes you out of the real world to use your imagination and to, especially for kids, to go and to, you know, step out of their world and to have this escapism. And then adults can enjoy it too. But Disney, I think, has just lost sight of that in so many ways. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. I think that concludes our episode.
I think so.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We thank you so much for listening, and there's a lot to unpack with all the news that comes out, and we thank you for sticking around for all that, and hope you're enjoying these episodes. Hope you enjoy just everything that we're putting out. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. We have some news, some changes that we are making.
Yes.
We are going to be posting all of our future The Powell Bros Movie Reviews episodes on our Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros channel. So we are discontinuing the Powell Bros Movie Reviews channel. Those episodes will be gone. If you wanted to go back to listen to them, you could go onto our Patreon. They are all on there, and all our episodes for all our podcasts are on there. We also have our two movies and our TV shows coming out in maybe a couple months. We're looking at a release date pretty soon. And looking at setting a release date soon, and we'll be updating you guys on that. And yeah, it's all there. And but anyway, in the future, just look out for it on this channel for the Powell Bros Movie Reviews. We're still continuing in the same season, and we're gonna continue with that. It's once a month. First Wednesday of every month, we'll be releasing an episode of that, and we do a deep dive into movies, hour and a half long episodes, and yeah, I think that's about it. But
yeah,
we do appreciate the support. If you want to head over to patreon.com/thepalbros and support us there, and that helps us be able to make these episodes and make this podcast, make our other podcasts, and make our TV show and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a great way to support us. And yeah, it's not definitely expensive. It's just $5 a month. So easy.
Right.
Easy peasy. And that's about it. Remember to glorify God and watch good movies. We're out.
See ya.
Bye.
Wait.